Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley. I bring you weekly blasts, messages, practices, no hype advice, and what I believe to be essential strategies so that you can wake up in this lifetime, show up fully for this extraordinary, precious experience of living, and shine your best self. Realize your potential. Do what you need to do this time around the earth. And here it is, my friends. I am stoked. I am pumped up. I am always, always inspired to bring to you what I'm working on. If there's any intention I have for these shows, it's to be authentic, to not hold back, to not pretend that I know what I'm talking about, to really let you into my own process of what's true for me right now, what's beneath the veil, what's beneath the roles, what am I pulling apart and trying to put back together over and over again. And hopefully there's something that you can take from it so that you go back to your own drawing board. Oh, there's that New York accent coming out. You go back to your own drawing board and check out yourself underneath the hood. This week, I am playing with this idea or this inquiry. What if I just stopped? What if you just stopped? This is a biggie for me, and it's not the first time I've thought about it. In fact, I've thought about it a lot. When I sit with my journal early in the morning, I often will throw out a prompt. A lot of times, I have no idea what I'm talking about. It just comes. And very often in the morning, when I look at my workday ahead and the schedules and the calls and the meetings and my darn to-do list, I think about, what if I just stopped? What if I stopped? What would happen? Now, obviously, we have jobs, we have responsibilities, we can't necessarily stop, but what if you thought about what would happen if you stopped? Like, this is the big question. So for me, I think about often, what if I stopped trying? What if I stopped trying to be better? What if I stopped trying to succeed? What if I stopped all of the doing, the lists, the meetings? What if I stopped? What would be left? And that's the big question. Who is left beneath the striving? And in a lot of cases for me, the forcing. Who is left beneath the try? What does she feel like? What does she want? What happens when the speed comes to a halt, when the try and the force and the overdoing and overthinking? It's big. It's not really something you're going to solve throughout this show, but it's something for you to think about next time you're on a walk with your dog or sitting alone with your cup of tea. What if I stopped it all? Would the earth stop spinning? No. Would others stop living? No. What would the children do? What would the partner do? What would the coworkers do? So this is a little bit out there, but it's worth your investigation. So for me, you know, I often think about, and as I've told you, I've been addicted to the to-do list, which is something that I've actually stopped doing this year. I had such a wild list practice, and I've talked about it for years on the show about my erasable pens and the little index cards and how I would break down my day into small goals and then erase them. And it worked for a while, but I needed to stop doing it. because I found that the list was leading my life. It was dictating my life. And so I've asked this question, what if I just stopped often enough that I'm actually finally found the courage to stop? To stop at least this, to stop at least listing and making that achievement of getting things done the top of my list. Because I found, and I have been sensing, that it's been squelching my creativity. It's been muting my true voice. I've been forcing, not so much on this show. I think this is one of the places, it's why I keep doing it, no matter who listens or how many listen. It's one of the true places that I feel like I just let it go. I'm not trying or forcing or pretending anything here. Do you have any places like that? Are there any relationships in your life that you feel like you're beneath the veil, that you can just really be yourself, really express yourself fully? Oftentimes, work is a hard one. It's hard for us to be fully authentic in the office. So that may be the last one on the list, but if you look at other relationships, be it with your partner or your family or your friends, and thought about, what if I just stopped over-nurturing, over-accommodating, overdoing for others? What would it feel like? Who am I beneath the try? Oh, I made a rhyme. I love rhymes, by the way. But seriously, I like that. Who am I beneath the try? What does she feel like? What is your heart rate like? How are you breathing? What's your body feel like? When you stop the force, the do, the need to be anything but who you authentically are. I've asked it a lot. I mean, I've asked it in desperation, honestly. There have been days when I've woken up and looked at what I needed to do that day, and I'm sure at times you felt the same way. And I've been overwhelmed. And then I think, what the hell am I doing? What is this actually achieving in the world? Who am I touching out there? Do they even care? So I've asked this question as a teacher, speaker, author, whatever, building a platform, whatever. If I stopped, would anyone even notice? This isn't like doom and gloom. This, I think, is really a fruitful inquiry. So for you, I suggest, because you may not be exactly in my shoes, right? Being out there in the public, putting out content, that might not be your thing, but you are doing things in your life that are causing you to move on speed, that are causing stress, that are causing overwhelm. We are all, none of us, really none of us, are immune to stress these days. So if you think about all the stuff that you do during the day, all the obligations and the responsibilities, the roles you play and the musts that you put on your own list, like, you know, working out and cooking and all those musts. What if you stopped? What would happen? It's a big ask. And then who is left after the striving, after the try? Who is left? What does she or he feel like beyond struggle, force, doing? Give it, it's a practice. I so encourage you to give it a go. And then to ask yourself, this is who I am. This is who I am beneath the veil of try. This is who I am if I just stopped. If I just stopped trying to be, trying to convince others trying to pretend. This is who I am. So I'm going to give you a little insight into my answers for that question. And I wrote this down, a couple of weeks ago in my journal. This is who I am. Beneath the try. Beneath the force. Beneath the doing and the roles. This is who I am. I am raw, rough, gritty. I'm feisty. I'm a fighter. I'm happy. I'm not privileged. I'm an outsider. I don't feel part of the crowd often. I'm curious. I'm an early adopter. I'm stable. I am quiet. I'm ordinary. I'm a worker. I'm a teacher. I love to inspire. I love to provoke. And I love to be provoked. I love to poke holes in illusions. I trust intelligence. I love quiet and solitude. I am alive. I love adventure. I love feeling well. I am clear. I am spontaneous. That's just a little bit. It's pretty vulnerable there, guys. I'm kind of like, oh, okay. I just said that stuff out loud. Who are you beneath the try? Who are you beyond the force? What happens, or what would happen, if you just stopped, even for an hour? You stopped trying. Who would notice? Would it matter? How would you feel? Do you feel more authentic beneath the veil of try and doing? There it is. It's a biggie. It's a big one for me, and I've been playing with it for a few years, and I'm finally getting to some of the essence of the question. Let me know what you find. Let me know how this feels. Does it scare the hell out of you? It should. It should. Because when we start to pull back the veils, the roles, the people we pretend to be, it becomes very, very raw, right? My first answer was raw. It becomes very, very tender. Are you willing to go there? What might you find beneath the veil of force and try? Let me know. Let me know how this lands for you. I would love to engage. Couple of things before I leave. So, there is a way to review this podcast, and in 2020, I am asking for your review because it helps me get the message out. Without trying and forcing in the fake way, it's a more authentic way of referring the podcast. So please go and give me a review and a little one-liner about what you take from this podcast. I would greatly appreciate that. Also, if you're not on my mail list, I send out very few but little sweet reminders and lessons. So if you go on my website, carabradley.net, you can get my ebook for 5 strategies for living in flow. And that will get you on my weekly or like every 10 days, whenever I can get to it, email. And finally, there is the book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. If you haven't grabbed a copy yet, please do, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, in the stores. I would love for you to be involved in that community as well. As always, folks, go out there and shine. Have a great one and be well.